Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
You but God with good credit.
Welcome to another episode of Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
What up, what up?
I have my new partner, Terry, with me in the building again. And oh my God, this show is so necessary, Terry. Like, this show is about shut up and get your financial self in order. Like, I've been doing this for now like 6-7 years, and people come to me with what I call, like, they want me to create a dream for them. They want me to create this beautiful golden path of financial success. They want me to spend 2 hours with them. They want me to meet every week with them. They want me to give them all this great advice, and they wow me. They say, Sean, you're great, you're brilliant.
I think he's talking about me.
And then I'm like, okay, a week passes, what did you do? Just keep telling me more. Like, shut up. You have to be able to commit to yourself to achieve. I don't care what you listen to, who you listen to, what books you read. If you're not willing to become part of what I call the 5 a.m. club,
right,
then this game is not for you. This game is not for you. You don't have the commitment. You don't have the discipline to achieve financial success. Yes, you can randomly win the lottery. You can randomly get this. But if you want to have that journey that you teach, that creates that generational wealth, that you teach to your kids and your grandchildren stem from that, and you acquire things, and you have to do all the things you want to do, you have to commit to you. And it's consistent work towards your goals. So yes, Terrence, now you can speak.
Let me ask. Yeah, when am I going to talk? What's up, guys? Terry back here, Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Excited to talk about this today. So let me ask you this, right, for a scenario out there. You got the average person, they're working a job, maybe making $45,000 a year. They're okay. They got like $500, $600 left over at the end of the month, nothing crazy, but they're not in trouble. You know, they're just doing their thing. What do you want to hear from them that you're saying, hi, this guy, this girl, this woman, she's a part of the 5 a.m. club? What do you want to hear from them that's showing you that they're ready and they're committed?
Their commitment?
Yeah.
Okay, it starts with, my mind is, in my mindset, you may be smarter than me, you may run faster than me, you may be able to do things a lot better than I can, but nobody outworks me.
Okay.
You're not outworking me. If I'm getting up at 5 a.m. and you're still snoring in your bed at 7 a.m., and every person that's achieved success, from the star athlete, from the actor, you know, that's really had to work from, it's because they have that mindset that nobody's going to outwork me. So when it comes to business, I do multiple things. I have a shipping business, as you know. I have real estate. I have 22 tenants. I own 5 buildings. You know, I have a nonprofit. And people always say, right down to family, where do you find the time? Because you're not outworking me. I'm up at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I'm at the point of every day so exhausted sometimes that I fall asleep in my driveway, that so tired to get out of my car to come home. But then that point of exhaustion is good because I had a full day.
You earned it.
I earned it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If, you know, when it comes to like loving yourself, like, I mean, when I get up at 5 a.m., I'm not starting with work. I'm starting with taking care of my body. I'm at the gym by 6 a.m. I put in my exercise that I don't even realize that I worked out on that given day because I've done it so early.
Yeah.
Then I start with my day at home. Then I start paying bills online, making contacts, trying to think macro, how I'm going to grow my brand, how I'm going to grow me. That's like from after I walk my dog, that's from like 7 to like 10, 11. Then my stores start calling me Sean. And they think in their mind that I just got up. They don't realize I've been up since 5. And I don't even feel like I've started work yet. Because then I have to get into store mode, shipping mode, logistics mode.
Yeah.
From like 10 to 5:20, to be honest with you. Then I have to race home and pick my son up from daycare for 6 o'clock. So my day is like, because I know I'm on a mission to get him by 6. And that's my time where I can't be late, put in my time with him, 6 to 8, 8:30. And then the night work starts now.
Yeah.
That's when the other projects start.
Okay.
That's when the projects like this, when we record in the evening, those start. So that you can see that by the point of 11 o'clock, I'm now zoning out, tuning out, and it comes with healthy eating, healthy diet throughout the day. Because part of your financial journey is that you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're not taking care of yourself and healthy, you're not built for this game, you can't last.
That's facts. Facts. What's the sense in all this? You can't take it to the grave, you can't enjoy the life, right?
Correct.
That's the
I don't want to be 60 years old and pulling myself around and can't get around and can't enjoy all this hard work that I put in.
Yeah.
So if you're not ready for that type of commitment to you, not to Tarek, not to me, not to your children. If you're not ready to commit to you and be part of the 5 a.m. club with your financial journey, then you're wasting your time.
Yeah,
you're
let me
wasting
ask
my
you.
Time. Don't send me how to do this and how to do that.
I didn't do that.
If you're not ready to commit to yourself and really make that hard decision to commit to your success.
So let me ask you this. The person, they heard this, they're watching on YouTube, they're like, you know what? I agree. I'm gonna start this. I'm going to be consistent. When it comes to their financial journey specifically, right? Ground zero of what they
want to
do.
Let's talk about the 45,000.
What are the main things you'll see that they should be thinking about in terms of adjusting, changing, looking to manage, looking to switch up as they try to make those steps to get to where they want to be?
Okay, so after they've gotten the mental commitment with the mental part where they're there. Okay, so like let's take an example, $45,000 a year person.
Right.
Okay, if they have a 401k plan at their job, max it out. Start putting that money away. You know, look for other opportunities. I talked to so many people that want to achieve wealth, people that are in that tax bracket, that had the opportunity to work from home. Like, God gives us gifts, not to get religious, but it doesn't come bubble wrap with a beautiful bow tie and God comes down and says, here's my gift. It comes in a way that you don't take. So everybody during COVID, for the most part, unless somebody was extremely ill and so forth, had the gift of time.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Some people, like I had a friend, I convinced her that, okay, she had a call center job at her job where she wasn't extremely busy.
Right.
I said, get another call center job. So she had two $45,000, $50,000 jobs, and she finally was making the $100,000 a year salary. The left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing.
Yep.
And it was like being creative. And I said, well, don't act like that other job exists as far as money. You've been living off your $45,000 a year. The other $45,000 now, keep it in the bank. Don't even think about the checks. Don't even look at the checks.
Yep.
But guess what, Terry?
What happened?
It only lasted 4 months.
Too much?
The commitment.
The commitment. There you go.
The 5 a.m. club.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm tired. Oh my God, this is exhausting me. Oh my God. I'm taking, and it was all within an 8 hour time frame. So it's not like
she was like double the day or anything. I got you. Yeah.
She's not like she had to finish one job to go straight to another. It was all between the hours of 9 to 5. Two different headsets, juggling. Oh my God, I can't do it anymore. She's back to $45,000 a job. Don't talk to me. If you're not ready for that mental commitment, I know myself, to double my salary, I would have made it work.
You would have made it work. This is one thing that, you know, we talk about a lot when we talk about this stuff is, yes, you know, there's a lot of pushback now on the amount of work in America. You've probably seen this, the idea like America works too hard. And I'm not here to say, you know, everybody has to put in, you know, 18 hour days every day. But the thing about the financial journey is you do it for a period. You're not doing it forever. The quality of life you're going to have after you put in that work is way better than the kind of, you know, spinning here trying to do the 9 to 5 and do all the stuff. So when we talk about, you know, really putting in that work and really grinding, if you really plan your life ahead, you don't have to do it forever. You pick your time period, you do it, you knock it out, and then you reap the rewards and the benefits on the back end.
Non-working thing, like, okay, you're a journalist, you're here now. Like, I don't know how people would say that, because I just love myself too much not to work.
Exactly.
It's like, you have to know the big ones. Somebody, when you're at a job, you don't like the job, you don't like what you're doing, well, it's time to navigate to get to the place where you want to be. And when you're there at a job that you don't like, we've all been there before,
yep.
Is that you're thinking at that job why you're here and the purpose and what it's going to lead
to. Exactly.
You're not just punching in the clock, you're thinking, this has a purpose. This $1,000 I'm going to make this week, I'm going to be able to put $400 away of it. I'm going to be able to do this. And if you're working two jobs, 9 to 5 at the same time, you're like, I'm winning.
Yeah.
And if you have that mindset, if you condition your mind once again, if you're part of that 5 a.m. club, boom, you're there. And when we talk about financial journey, I'm not telling you to work 18 hours at a job. It starts off with mental, with health. So
yeah.
I start off with the exercise. That comes before any type of money.
Yeah,
taking care of my health. Like we talked about running, that kind of thing. Running, whoever does it, I just started running in the last, since COVID. It is the greatest thing to do if your knees and body can handle. If you can't run, you walk. Because that clears your mind.
You can find something to do.
Yeah, it clears your mind. Like I do it on a Sunday because it just prepares me for the upcoming week. It categorizes everything in my mind that I need to get ready and prepare for the upcoming week.
Yeah.
It's a very good way. It's like a form of meditation that I love to do. And I don't look forward to it, but when I'm doing it, I'm in the middle of it. And when I finish it, I'm like, this is the greatest thing.
It's necessary. It's part of your financial journey. It's funny because it's the part that people don't talk about. But your mental and physical health is a part of your financial
journey. Exactly. So it starts off with the physical and the mental part. Then it starts off with diet. You can't eat crap and eat great, okay?
Yeah. So, I ate crap yesterday, so I was doing really good all year. Yesterday, I had a busy day, so I ate some crap. Today, I was like, I wish I didn't eat it.
Crap.
I wish I didn't eat it.
I had two slices of pizza yesterday with my son. But today, then I'm on cereal bars. So those are the things, those are the key ingredients that's going to help you get on your financial dream. So like I say every show, if you're not ready to do those things, cut me off. Send me all the bad emails because you're not ready for this journey. This show is not for you.
Yeah.
It's in your face, as we said, to the point, hardcore. And if you're not ready to love yourself, and not even yourself, just for the future generation, for people around you that need you and need you to achieve success and follow, like I realize my kids are 18 and 15 and 3, like how much they're just watching what I do by example.
Right. Yeah.
They're not active, just seeing what I do and they're getting certain disciplines from seeing how I act and how I am. So if you're not ready to get on that journey, and I don't care if you're working at a gas station, if you're working at Walmart, from your top exec, just because you're making a certain amount of money doesn't mean you've achieved financial success. Doesn't mean you've achieved that freedom. So this job, and this is from $0 an hour to an infinite amount of money.
Yep. It's a mindset. It applies across the board. You need to adopt it, and you see the quality of your life after. You never change again. That's what we're talking about.
This show is punchy, guys, and we're out. Terrence, I think we've said what we needed to say. Give them their final words.
Yeah, listen, it's about you, how much you care about yourself, your quality of life. You make these investments, you put in the time, the commitment today, you're going to reap the rewards, but it's up to you. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yep, well said. I'm Sean, better half two black guys with good credit. Like I say every week, your money is your money. You need to keep it in your damn pocket, but you need to commit to you. Before you can start your financial journey, you have to make that mental commitment to you. And, you know, I will say this, even when it comes to, like, me trying to diet or trying to adjust, the hardest thing to do is change.
Yep.
So you have to make slow, gradual, not turtle walk slow, but you have to make changes that are gradual to your lifestyle. Dieting sucks. Lifestyle changes is what it is. So you need to make those adjustments. If it's getting up a half hour earlier, you know, I tell people all the time, you get up at 5:30 in the morning, you realize by noon you've done so much.
So much done, yeah.
And then you knock out by 11, you get your 6-7 hours a night of sleep. So please make those subtle changes to achieve your financial journey. It starts with you. If not, waste my time, baby, and I'm out. Peace.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.